Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast, where we, the Explosum Boys, try and write a script for our animated shorts, but we usually procrastinate and make it all up on the spot. My name is Joel.
I'm Rob.
I'm Chris. You said
I don't know why I made that
time.
Voice. I'm sorry. I threw off the groove.
I shall be the one known as Chris.
Okay, and finally, I'm Dave. I decided to be the last one this time.
That's good.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm a little down, to be honest.
Why?
Why?
What's wrong,
buddy? I don't
buddy?
Know. It's rainy outside.
Oh.
There's a sadness in the air.
It's beautiful
Are you guys
weather.
Not feeling it?
No, I love this
I feel
weather.
Amazing.
Okay, it's just me then.
I'm doing backflips in my head. I'm so happy.
Well, I mean, if...
It might not even be raining. That's just everybody crying at once.
Crying tears of joy.
And everyone is taller than Dave.
Yeah.
If I'm dragging you guys not down then.
Dave, have you never noticed that everyone's 2 feet taller than you, and if they all cry at the same time, you think
and they're
it's
all
raining?
Really sad that they're taller than you?
Oh, and I'm wearing a green top hat. Is that where this is going?
Yeah, white.
Something rainbow.
Why can't we all be the same height as Dave?
When I think leprechauns, I don't think sadness.
That's not what I was talking
joy.
About.
That is exactly what you were talking
no,
about.
No, it's not.
We broach some sort of racist topic every week on this podcast, and finally we've got around to calling me a leprechaun.
Here's
so that's
idea.
Fine.
That's racist, Rob.
We have that
Wait
machine
a minute.
There.
Oh.
See, even the machine agrees.
I was going to do a thing where maybe I could save some energy by not participating and just put a soundboard of me.
Is that what that is?
It's like,
That's racist, Dave.
Okay.
Nice one, Rob.
Thanks. I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, see?
That's
here,
great.
Here's an idea. I'll hang back and you guys have a bit of a chat and I'll see if I can participate without talking.
Okay.
Hmm.
Joel's a stupid fucking idiot.
Couldn't
nice
agree more.
One, Dave.
There you go.
Know what I hate most about Joel? He's so lazy that he uses contrived apps on his phone to, you know, supplement conversations.
Yeah, agreed. Really taking the sales out of any conversation that could have
Completely,
been had.
Yeah.
We had a nice cauldron full of conversational gold here, and he's fucking snuffed it off somewhere.
If he gets into any sort of accident and needs a tracheotomy or anything, at least he can still say racist stuff.
That's true.
Classic Chris.
Yeah, that is classic Chris.
Stop denying the Holocaust, Chris.
Wait. Wait a second.
Don't tell me what
nice
to do.
One,
do you have any proof? Do you have any proof?
That's classic Chris.
Do you have any proof?
That's classic Chris asking for proof. So scientific all the time.
Very funny, Chris.
That's pretty good.
You could use that
Actually,
one a lot.
You know, I'm getting used to this. Joel, can you... Stay silent, and I like this Joel 2.0.
It's nice.
Even improved, yeah.
It's manageable because Joel's only saying, you know, 5 things instead of the usual seven to 10 things.
The scripts are going to be better.
Hey, Joel, let's touch dicks.
This could be a new...
Wait,
what?
Wait, why is that pre-programmed? How often do you need to say that?
Let's touch dicks, Rob.
No, thanks. I'll pass.
Let's touch dicks, Rob. Dave.
Am I saying that out loud? Jeez.
Okay.
Very funny, Dave.
See what I mean? It sucks the fucking soul out of any jokes that
All
you try
right.
to make.
Never mind.
Wait, is the real Joel
it's,
back?
No, it's a
back.
Great conversation.
No, this robot's getting smarter. Listen to that.
It's a great conversation stopper.
It really is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's a very good conversation stopper where it just turns everything into...
That's useful sometimes. Like when you're in a conversation that you want to get out of. Like, because my usual go-to is like saying I have to go to the bathroom really bad and then running away. How do you guys leave conversations?
How do I leave
conversations?
Yeah.
Usually I throw ninja dust in their face.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
I wait
until
there's a gap
me.
And then I go,
Rob.
and then I leave.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
What about you, Dave?
How do Here's I leave a conversation?
Like, what's your go-to exit plan when you're done talking to somebody?
Honestly, I just barge right through. I say my bit, and then
you barge through them. You just knock them over.
Yeah, I walk right through them.
I'm busy,
and they're too busy being shocked by my audacity.
I have to be somewhere.
That's classic.
Pow, pow,
Dave.
Pow. I'm
That's
very busy.
Dave.
Stop.
Sorry. Okay.
Enough. I'm gonna break your phone.
Dave and I share this social thing whenever there are people show up at the office that we don't know, where we look at each other with this particular look that says we're both terrified that there's new people here and we want to run away.
I do wear my room like a hermit crab, Like, my entire room's on my back, and I will retreat if someone, if a face I don't recognize
comes
into the office.
Your entire office is, like, movable? It just sticks to you?
My entire office.
Hold on, another question.
Yes.
You retreat into your back?
Into my shell, not my back. Did I say my
back? Okay, we said back, yeah.
Back. If I retreated into my back, I would curl backwards like a party favor.
Can you?
Let's give it a go.
Yeah, have you ever tried? You never know how flexible you are until you give it a go.
I'd be so impressed.
I have started going to the gym regularly, which is something that I never really did before.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
I'm slowly discovering that I'm a little more flexible, but not terribly flexible.
How flexible?
Not 0.5 cubits.
Wait, okay.
And
is the man going to tell you how many ribs you have to take out before you can S your own D?
Is that that was the Marlon Manson thing, right? Yeah. He hasn't done that yet. I think that's the next stage of the training.
Yeah, that's expert level. They start you out on the dumbbells and the squats, and then by week six,
he's just hoping to be able to touch his own dick.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. Well, okay, Dave. By the end of the second month, you're gonna bend over like this. You gotta see what I'm doing.
Oh wow, that's
Say, hey,
I'm gonna be able to do that.
You're
Count
sucking my
in.
Dick.
Actually, I have to correct you, Joel. Step one is being able to see your own dick, and then at the 2 month mark, you can touch your own dick, and then after 1 year, if you follow all the steps, you can then suck your own dick.
It wouldn't even take a year. I bet 3 months of constant yoga, and you could you could be taint deep on your own situation.
Constant yoga.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, people do that.
Every day.
There was someone who I saw post on the internet saying that sucking your own dick is more like sucking a dick than getting a blowjob.
Wait,
and,
what?
No, I get
I was
that.
Thinking,
oh, no, okay, that's, I see what you mean.
No. Let me finish.
Please.
Like, that makes me think that when you jerk off, does it feel like you're jerking someone off more than getting a hand job? I don't understand that
I think
reason.
You're getting the best of both worlds, as you have a penis in your hand, and you also feel like someone is rubbing your penis.
Wait, that's the best of... So one of the best worlds is a penis in your hand?
I'm not splitting hairs, but if there are two worlds and I wanted to combine them, that is holding a penis and also feeling like someone is holding my penis. I think holding your own penis
what
is
a
probably...
Sensory...
It's a combination
that
of
that sounds
two.
Like a sensory overload.
Yeah, it's a two-in-one PC, all-in-one solution of both those worlds, really.
I have noticed.
So it's like you're holding their hand as they hold your dick kind of thing?
Well, yeah, and I think it's a natural thing.
Link fingers?
It's not, there's nothing, it's not necessarily gay, but it is natural to hold a dick. And I noticed that when there was an office dildo kind of bouncing around, I don't know where it is now, but for about a month,
I'm glad I don't know where it is
now. There was a dildo in the office and nobody knows why. But I noticed when it was in your office, Joel, I would occasionally be talking to you about something or other. Uh-huh. And I would just pick it up and, flop it around and gesture and
a fidget spinner.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's what
natural.
Dicks are nature's fidget spinner.
I feel like that same guy that said you can deprove evolution by showing that bananas fits in our hands says you could prove it by showing how well a dick fits in your hand.
That is proof that our hands evolved to grab dicks.
It's weird. Yeah, like,
and I'm just grasping at dicks left and right. Give me that dick.
When I'm in your office and I'm talking to you something and I notice the dildo's disappeared and you're
right,
and I'm like, wow,
or I'm squirming in my chair.
Where did the dildo go? Yeah,
and I'm also grasping wildly at your dick. So
well, that's normal. Like I said,
it's not weird. I feel like you get the best of all those worlds by just holding your own dick.
It isn't.
Well, yeah.
Then what are we doing this for?
I'm holding my dick right now. I don't know about you guys.
I think that Marilyn Manson sucking his own dick thing is a myth
because
he wouldn't remove a rib if he wanted to suck his own dick. He'd just remove his dick and then suck on it.
That is a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's way easier.
Oh,
or remove
your
own head and then put your head on your dick.
Either way, if your main goal is my dick in my mouth and then you don't have a second part to that plan,
there's a number of ways.
Chop that fucker up.
There's a lot of ways to suck your own dick.
Yeah, slice it off. Medical science can put it back on.
Yep.
If you slice your dick off, do you sew it up at the end so it's like a blood balloon? Would it keep itself alive?
No,
it would need a tiny little heart.
Last night, I opened my back door, and a little lizard jumped off the door onto my shoulder.
Uh-huh. Did he say something inspiring? Did he say, hey, you can do it, buddy?
No, it wasn't like a Jiminy Cricket situation.
Oh, okay.
It was like a terrified little gecko situation. So he runs through my house, and with our new cat, we're like, oh, that guy's going to get it. Like, quick.
Yeah,
are
you
save him.
Because you were chasing him with a knife and fork. That's why you were going to eat.
Yum.
But I wanted to save him. So we put a little glass over him, and he ejected his tail. Ugh. Have you ever watched this happen?
No.
So I thought they did this to keep, if you grabbed their tail, I thought they did it so they could get away. No. they eject the tail, and then it squirms like a worm.
Oh, to distract you.
To go, oh, a worm.
Yeah, and then you chase exactly that. Like Marilyn Manson.
That's what he should have done.
Yeah.
Eject his dick, and then it looks like a little worm inching across the stage, and then people focus on that, and you can
I
run away.
I think it's a flawed concept.
That's fucking nuts.
I think it's a flawed concept, because if I look at a lizard and I think, fuck, I'm starving, and I would love to eat a lizard right now. Oh, there's one. And it goes, what about this worm? I'm still going to go for the lizard, because I'm not hungry for worms. I'm hungry for lizards.
If you were going to wager your expense of energy versus your return on protein,
right?
I bet you're going to go for that little squiggly worm that can't get away.
Oh, you mean the guy that can't get away? Okay.
Instead of chasing.
Sure.
I don't want to chase.
I'm always scared.
So it shot off, or what happened? It landed on your shoulder and its tail just fell off?
I mean, if the lizard was smart, it would point the tail towards you like a little missile. And
ow!
Like those little like Lego missiles that you spring load and you go... Pew!
There's only one smart lizard, and it's the one that squirts hot blood out of its eyes, because there's no better technique. If I said, Rob, fuck you, let's fight, and then you shot hot blood out of your eyes,
you'd run away.
You've won.
But if I shot hot jizz into my own eyes, you'd also run away. You'd be gone.
Either way, I'm scared of you. You've proven your masculinity.
I wish I could do stuff like that just to express myself, you know?
Also,
like, how's it going today, emotion? Chris? And I just shoot blood out of my eyes.
I was
like,
which emotion can you
that.
Not express with regular, you know, face?
Extreme anger.
There's plenty. Like, you know, all the German emotions.
Oh,
they don't have facial expressions for
the one that I wish I could do on like command is make my gums bleed, because if someone caught you in bad small talk and you just smiled and your gums started cascading blood,
that's horrible.
That'd be a great way to get out of it. We were talking about how to get out of a conversation.
That's the way to do it.
Just carry a bag of cherries around and snack on them all the time.
And honestly, just start bleeding from anywhere during a conversation, from your eyes, your ears, your nose. Just start bleeding, and then, you know, make eye contact and the conversation will end on its own. That's the way to do it.
The blood squirting out of the eyes thing could only be improved if you had an autoimmune disease, a really horrible.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is let's all get AIDS, and then we won't have any awkward small talk ever again.
Right.
All right.
Okay, cool. All right.
Works for
me. We'll have a new lease on life, and all of our talk will be very big.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be a three-year
profound
lease.
Stuff.
Also, speaking of awkward conversations.
The three-year lease where you turn in at the end.
Jenny's dad just came back and brought us a whole bunch of these weird antique goodies, and they all have to do with penises. And
this
one
is
of
your
them
father-in-law?
Yes, my father-in-law. And he brought one bits. Of them is like this wind-up Obama that has his dick out, and he just jerks it really fast.
Huh. And, wait, what? And you say this is an antique? How old's Obama?
Yeah. It's from the 1930s.
They predicted him. And
he's 200 years old. You cut him open, he has tree rings.
I got the young Malia? I got the rookie version Obama.
Okay.
You got the starter Obama. He just jerks.
Yeah, well, he just brought us like someone, a friend of his passed away, and they were just kind of bringing, like, handing a bunch of stuff out and everything, and he just brings us this bag, and we look inside it, and it's like a bachelorette party in there. It's just so many penis related things. There's
how much other racist stuff was there?
Just the Obama.
Oh,
but
okay.
You know, I was
how
like,
much,
you know,
Obama's
how
not
did,
racist.
How did he die? Was there something penis related involved?
How did Obama die? What?
Chris, what are you doing? We don't know.
No,
email list are you on? Uh-oh.
Obama's can never die. It's not in his lizard blood, you know? They kind of
I forgot. Yeah,
they restart in a new Obama suit.
And then his tail falls off when he runs away.
Yeah. If you'd see a little Obama squirming, you'd go after the weaker thing, and then he'd get away.
Yep.
Malia, run away.
Fuck,
Sasha,
man.
Run away.
Soon, you know, in the near future, we'll be able to just upload our entire brains to a thing and get our bodies printed and stuff, and then nobody will be able to assassinate a president anymore.
Do you mean it'd be like World's Net, where you can get your own avatar of anything? The default for that was a penguin, if anyone remembers it.
I think he's saying that he would have his brain uploaded into a jerking-off Obama toy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you go, there's Chris.
Well, okay. It's like Indian in the cupboard, because I'm going to go back home, and he's going to be alive and very little. Jerking off all over the place.
I mean, it's a logical conclusion, because like my mom always told me if I kept jerking off, I'd turn into an Obama toy.
Yeah.
You can only jerk off.
My mom.
Forever.
So do you hang on? Do you wind it up, and instead of hopping across the table, it just furiously jerks it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't like move anywhere.
I feel like the 90s version of that, you could put like flour or sugar water into it.
Oh,
it would just shoot it out as it goes along.
Oh, my head went to like kitchen accessory, you know, have it, you know, spit out mustard or something. Or, so you
out
can,
of
like,
its dick?
Yeah. That way it's a cute little like kitchen accessory.
Out of its presidential dick?
Right.
Ugh.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Why?
Where's my butt?
Here, shoot your butt at him.
Because that disgraces the seal of the president, is that why?
Here's an idea. That's racist, Rob.
Oh, well, you got me there, Computer Joel.
Not sure if I like Computer Joel as much anymore.
I like him better than Real Joel.
You would him better, yeah, if you gave him a chance.
Yeah.
Why are you advocating for your own replacement?
I know I'm not for everybody.
Okay. And we're talking about
so
how...
So you're saying you're a niche, and the hole that you might have left can be filled with Computer Joel.
60%.
What Chris just said is right. Like, we're all mortal. We're going to die eventually. Joel's eventually going to be uploaded to his own app, and he's going to only be able to talk to us through, you know...
You'd barely notice.
One-liners. Oh, it's like that Monkey Needs a Hug Black Mirror episode.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you would barely notice.
You're going to be trapped inside an Obama wanking off toy.
That's fine.
Saying, that's racist.
If it's that or Oblivion, I'd take that. That's fine with me.
Skyrim is better.
Skyrim?
We almost lost Chris, but he's back.
Here we are.
I thought you were being uploaded into your Obama toy. How many animes?
I'm not ready to go yet. I'm too young.
How many animes in like that where the hero's brain is uploaded into a jacking off Obama toy in a beam of light?
In Rock Springs, Wyoming.
What if every trashy souvenir...
Here's an idea.
...in an airport, like, you know, all the little Statue of Liberty clocks that cost $9.99, but they probably cost like 50 cents. What if they are all... They all house the information of a now deceased person who's living in a digital soul.
What if all the toys in Toy Story were dead people who inhabited toys? Like, what if Woody is like 1,000 years old? That's why he's a cowboy. Maybe he was a cowboy in the 1800s, maybe.
He was a thousand years ago.
He was the first cowboy back when they invented cows.
Yeah, in Babylonia, he went, I'm going to be a cowboy.
I think that's a Pantera album.
It started to catch on from there.
Oh, cowboys from Babylonia? Yeah, it is.
What would that make buzz?
From the future, it goes full circle.
It all goes a bit Chrono Trigger at that stage.
Yeah,
that's
a tough gig, man. If you die and your ghost goes to a completely different time, that sucks.
That sucks a lot. That's like
you don't think that could happen though. If you died in like the 1500s and then you in a split second in Ghost World and they went, oh, it's already 2018 down there. You should have gotten out quicker.
That's a good question. Well, do you learn as you go along in Ghost World?
Like, I hope so.
Do you become a contemporary ghost where you're like, I've been around for 500 years. I can give you a pearl of wisdom or two, or are you trapped in the 1550s in your head?
I think you hang
around.
That's
where we have our whole Congress. They're all men from the 1550s that were reborn in the 1950s.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, ghosts are always like depicted as super old century. Like you don't see a ghost come out of your fucking closet wearing Yeezys or anything.
Yeah, Jacob Marley. Jacob Marley is all tied up at the head and wearing old pants. He's not in sweatpants.
You never see a ghost skateboard out of the closet and
think about this
tricks
though.
On the walls.
Yeah, what? How scary would it be if the ghost were wearing what people wore when you were a kid, like Ninja Turtle jams?
That'd
make you feel old.
People died in the 80s. Surely a ghost could
no
wear...
No one died in the 80s.
No one? Oh, yeah.
That's the one decade where everyone saved themselves for the 90s.
Yeah.
Keeping them alive.
If you've got on like a cowboy starter jacket and Ninja Turtle jams...
Yeah.
And,
stop saying jams like it's a thing.
Jams. Like, you don't know jams?
For gym jams. Pajamas.
No, jams. In America, we called hammer pants jams. That was a brand.
Oh, did you?
JAMZ.
Sorry. I thought hammer trousers.
Hammer trousers. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, I reserve all my jamming to Space Jam.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I come on and jam. Welcome to the slam. About. Thanks, bro.
Amen.
Do you remember the other ones that were called like skids and they had a Jeep that was skidding out on the logo? Those were jams, too.
I don't remember those, no.
Okay.
We had when I was in school, it was all about the JNCO jeans.
I had skids.
Yeah.
Yeah, all my clothes had skid marks.
I had skids on my pants as well. Hey. Oh, there you go.
Poop joke.
Hey, oh, where's that computer
Nailed
when
it.
You need it?
You know, now that
nice
I have...
Nice one, Rob.
Oh, nice one. Sorry. Dave, we're self-congratulating now.
It's okay, I got it.
Now that I have a bidet, I think about how dirty my butt was as a child and how that could have fixed it.
What do you
mean? Yeah.
Now that all you guys have a bidet, I just think of how wet your asses are all the time.
Nice one, Chris.
Do you remember the?
Thank you.
Do you remember the t-shirts that change color depending on the temperature? I had these amazing pants that whenever they got
right on the crotch and butthole?
Whenever they got wet, they turned brown. It was incredible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There was a kid.
They're out of fashion.
There was a kid that wore Hypercolor at my school in fourth grade who sweat a lot.
What if you got a boner, a big sweaty boner, and a big dick shape?
He would be wearing like a hot pink shirt.
What if indeed?
But then the armpits would turn like bright blue, and I felt like that was highlighting the wrong thing.
Hmm. What would you rather highlight?
Like the big boner. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
This is the hottest
your
part
pants
of your
just
boy.
Are like glowing red.
Yeah. Hmm. No, a Hypercolor onesie. And all the blood has gone to your dick and balls. And so it's like, man, that guy's got a pink-ass dick in that blue suit.
Let's call him Pink Dick Guy.
Hey, get over here, Pink Dick.
Hey, who called me that?
Or like a Hypercolor that shows everywhere you got punched.
Is it like a... Is it like
my
a
skin does that.
Or, oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, my skin turns blue after being touched for a while. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
For how long are we talking here?
2 minutes.
Like lightly caressed, and it just shows the streaks of my fingers.
Yeah, then sugar water comes up.
Oh, boy. Anyway, does anybody have any ideas? I could look at the mailbag.
We haven't looked at the emails in a while.
Yeah. I could pull up the emails.
I bet they're stacking up.
They really are, actually. There's a bit much.
Stacking up like pizza pies.
46.
Let's hear from our lovely podophiles.
Hmm. All right, the first one I see is from Kenny Fry. The only reason I'm opening this, Kenny, is the subject is Dave's dirty nipple roots.
I don't like this.
Dad? Hey, boys. Enjoyed the lost episode. Glad you didn't go with on those names you workshopped. That's true. There were a lot of bad names in that one.
I haven't even listened to that one.
I was listening to a podcast called Time Suck, and in one of his episodes, he talks about the old Irish tradition of nipple sucking. If you were a king in the old
Is this an idea,
town,
or is this something he read?
I don't know. If you had some guys and you wanted to show loyalty, you would give them a suck or lick your own nipples. Likewise, if you had royal blood who you wanted to remove from the line, easy, just cut off his nipples. Whoa!
Is that
he,
true?
Is he from Ireland? Or
are you saying what? How does he know?
Maybe he knows better than I do.
How does he know?
I can tell you unequivocally that is something I do all the time.
Oh, I thought you were saying like, how did he get the secret knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
The secret Irish knowledge.
So do you pile nipples up onto your own nipples if you claim someone else? Like
that
I could
like
have necklace
too.
Nipples
like checkers.
Piling up. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a king. Yeah. Yeah. King, like a king my nipple. Hmm. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, then you win.
And then you win.
Yes.
If you jump my nipple with yours, I'll king your nipple with mine, I guess.
It's a date. Let's do this.
That's when happy days started to go south.
Oh, when they jumped the nipple and
kinged
it?
The nip, yeah.
King
I don't know if that's a thing. I've nipples. Honestly never heard of it before, but I'm intrigued to start it. If we
could bring it to
before.
America for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want more nipple history. Bring it on.
Moments in Nipstry. Yeah. Kenny, if you get any more good nip tips, send them our way.
Hmm. Literally. Let's we'll see. Take actual nipples and place them on our own.
Okay. This is one from Dane Krylik. Hello, Explosion
Krylik?
Boys. Here's a few ideas. This is nice. This is a list of 7 short ideas, and I can read a few of them easily. Here's a few ideas. Number 1, the butthole is the warmest part of the boy.
We were just talking about that.
Wait, is this something we said?
Or I feel like we have said that.
He's parroting our stuff back at us.
Number 2, nope, that's not funny. Number 3, nope, that's not funny.
Wait, read the not funny ones.
Nope. Number 4.
Hey, who are you, the judge of funny and not funny?
Exactly.
On this show,
we
it's
need
me.
To hear this.
I'm that guy.
No, we want to hear this.
Number 4, guy who hates his job in office doesn't shoot the place up, but just does his job with depression. That's just life. What are you talking about?
Wait, is that the one that's not funny?
This is not bad. Number 5, a priest that only wants to be friends. So like you're trying to get molested? Hey, man, what's up? What do you think of this little boy, Dick? Oh, no.
Oh, no, you're going to get me in trouble.
I just want to be friends.
You're going
to
get me in terrible amounts of trouble here.
I mean, I want that dick.
No,
but
come
I can't
on,
have it.
Get it out of my hands.
Oh, but I can't
come on,
have
kid,
it.
Keep that out of my hands.
Ah, when you put that dick in my hand, it feels like I've got a dick in my hand, but also like I have a dick on my hand.
The Holy Trinity.
Hang on.
God's dick is in one hand and a little boy's dick's in the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you all
He's just
hold
like,
hands.
No, I'm sorry, little Tommy, but you should only get on your knees to pray.
Do you think when God gave Adam a dick, do you think he put it on last with like, you know, some instructions? Like,
I think he put it on last as a joke.
Yeah, he's like, all right, you're almost done. He looked like Ken at the start.
And then he squeezed him right in the middle.
And then God said, wait, one more thing, Adam, before you run away and start playing with all the animals. I've got one more part. And he takes out a little dick and he sticks it on him and goes.
Or what if he pulled off his really long big toe and then went, nope. That goes there.
Wait, God's toe? He pulls off his own toe?
No, Adam. Like, originally, Adam had two really long, big toes.
Oh, Adam assembled himself like IKEA furniture?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he went, that doesn't go there.
I know how that feels.
Right. What a cruel mistress God is to say, here's your body parts. Now assemble yourself, you fucker.
Yeah, figure it out.
And then God
yeah,
gave him... Well, what I'm saying is God gave him the dick last and said, I want to tell you that this is very important. I have a bunch of rules for this part. You can't touch it before marriage. You can't put it in a boy. You can't put it in a kid. You can't
put it in a mason jar.
Uh-huh.
Also, what's a mason jar?
Yeah, here's a big list of things.
Mason jar is my best friend.
This is the creation of the universe 6,000 years ago. There were no mason jars.
They hadn't been invented yet.
This is from Skip McLean.
Not a real name. That sounds like something from Star Fox.
That's a name you make up when you're writing your first novel.
What animal is Skip McLean?
He's a radical kid from the 90s.
Is not an animal.
No,
if he's
a Star Fox pilot, what animal is he?
Oh.
You know, you got Flippy and Rippy and Skippy.
What's the name?
Skip McLean.
He's a badger. Although there is a badger.
Welcome aboard. It's your first time flying in our wings, Skip.
And he says,
hey, thanks. You know, Fox, Peppy, you guys are pretty cool.
They don't talk, Dave.
They do talk. You obviously didn't play the one after 1993.
No, of course not. The SNES one, they just go. Skip McLean says, hey, boys, loving the new sexy twist you put on your ruthless overlord? Is it Dave's voice with a soundboard?
Got us.
Yeah.
Are you making these up?
No. First of all, Skip is suggesting that we brought in Mrs. Explosum of our own volition. Not true.
No.
Second.
No, we're at the mercy.
Yeah. Second, that she's sexy when I find her terrifying.
Yes. Well, I mean, there is such thing as being sexy because you're scary. Like, that's where the term fear boner comes from.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like the edge of a tall building.
Well, when you think
I always get a boner when I see the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Chris, do you like parkour onto a big Russian tower? And then you're like, uh-oh, boner. And then it throws off your balance.
And you fall forward.
That's what it feels like flirting with Mrs. Explosion. It's just like, well, I know if I kind of want to jump if I go towards the edge.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to see that part of yourself.
Yeah.
You've shown me too much truth.
Yeah, exactly. It's a interest in mortality. That's the only way I could describe
it. Chris, I also want to, I want to applaud your sort of, nascent efforts to seduce Mrs. E, but you are not landing. You're not doing very good.
Oh, thank you so much, but I don't do it for the accolades.
I got to say, there's an air of misogyny in all this. Why didn't you ever try to seduce Mr. Explosion?
He did, almost every week.
He did
a lot. Yeah.
I know you tried to give him a smooch.
He tried to give him back rubs.
But it was like a friend smooch kind of a thing. Like,
are you SJWing me right now?
Like how I smooch my friends. Yes, I'm white knighting Mrs. Explosion.
Yeah, I hit on Mr. Explosion all the time. I think my tricks worked a little better with him, but I'm playing the long con, She's got to... build up her defenses, and then I subvert them,
You're slowly sliding into that hot bath. I got you.
Yeah, you're the frog buddy.
I'm the frog buddy. The frog buddy of love.
Yeah, and I like that your plan for corporate advancement is to hit on your bosses at every opportunity. I think that...
Yeah, I'm going to...
That's a good...
Fucking my way to the top. I'm going to fuck my... You guys, I'm going to have sex all the way to the top of this ladder, and I'm going to find out who the fuck is at the top of it.
You should write a book.
Chris,
this is great.
What if you get to the very top, and there's a chair turned around, and it turns around, and it's you?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to have to seduce myself then, but that's going to feel like I'm touching my own dick and giving a handjob.
Yeah, at the same time.
It's turned into a David Lynch movie straight away.
Chris, if you could suck your own clone's dick, then you would bypass the thing where it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked, because what's you at that point?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's an Ouroboros.
As long as he returns the favor.
He'd have to.
Oh, what an asshole.
If you were like, hey, clone of me, I'm going to suck that dick. And he's like, I'm not going to do yours. Gross.
That wouldn't work with every clone. It would have to be like a Hugh Jackman from that one movie clone. You know.
It's DJ Khaled.
What?
The DJ Khaled clone.
Sure.
Are you talking about Logan?
No. Nobody gets cloned. Oh, I guess he does get cloned.
He has a clone in there.
Okay. Talking about Les Miserables.
Okay, so the Prestige. Okay, Hugh Jackman in The Prestige clones his consciousness, but Hugh Jackman in Logan is cloned from DNA. So depending which Hugh Jackman we're talking about, one would be, sucking your own dick. One would be sucking basically your twin brother's dick.
I have an expanded Hugh Jackman verse kind of headcanon, so it's okay if they all go together. That's
sure. And there's a lot to think about.
I like that it's Les Miserables. Yeah. Like Valjean...
But he has to sing while sucking his own dick.
Yeah, like Valjean has a clone of himself. What's the other guy's name? Javert finds Valjean sucking his own dick. What are you doing, Javert?
Yeah, he laments him.
Don't look at me while I suck my own dick.
My secret shame has been outed.
Okay.
Hmm.
I like that.
Never
I like
seen it.
Les Miserables with dick sucking. That's not bad.
I like that we've used the word dick every third word in this podcast so far.
This exactly. is okay. Here's an okay email. Here's an okay idea.
Yeah?
This is from Show De Whole Nip. A scrumptious mad lad idea.
Are we doing this?
No.
Or is it like our fault that people yes. are sending in these narrow...
It's our fault for starting a podcast.
Narrow yes. plan of ideas.
But I do like this idea. Here's an idea. Two kids play pranks on their single dad. The catch is the dad thinks he's being haunted and goes insane.
Wait, say that again.
Let me twist it a little bit. Two kids fake their own death
right.
and then pretend to haunt their dad. But he's going through the grief of having lost two sons.
So I'm the dad. I come home from the funeral.
Yeah.
I can't.
All right, you ready?
I can't go on.
You ready?
My boys are gone.
All right, put the sheet on. Okay, you ready? Okay, one, two, three.
Hello, Daddy. Don't go away. We're Santa's elves. It's Christmas Day.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. But take the sheets off, sons.
Oh, we
right,
could
see
that was a terrible prank.
Well, this
Dad, Rob's you're really no budding, Dad. You're supposed to yes and.
Rob's just honed in on the conceit.
Oh, it is.
Is that look? If your boys, it doesn't really matter if they're alive or dead. If they're still hanging around you and still running around the house, you can still be like, ah, my boys.
Wait, so you're saying that a dad could see through a boy dressed as a ghost?
Could definitely like see that. Through a oh, ghost boy.
Absolutely, like a child wearing a sheet. Like that's the least passable ghost. Mm. At least you know. Put a fog machine in the room.
Or so one of them should
drag
kill.
Some chains along the floor.
One of them should be dead for real.
Hmm.
But what? My point is, what if the dad doesn't care? What if he's like, well, I still get to see my boys. They just happen to cross the veil.
Actually, Joel, I think you got something. Like, if one of the boys is dead for real, but they both fake their own deaths, then the dad is extra pranked because he thinks, like, his both the sons are dead. The first one comes out of the sheet and says, ha-ha, it was a joke. And the dad's like, yay, my sons are still alive? Nope, your other one's dead. Sorry, Dad. It's only half a tragedy, though.
Oh, you boys.
If you flip it, it would be a pain in the ass if you were a ghost and you just wanted to be spooky and scary, but they just mourn about you and are so thrilled to be haunted by you, and you're like, oh, this isn't
visit
this is what I wanted.
Visit me daily!
And
then,
yeah, then you realize that you get more attention as a ghost than you did as an alive boy, so you just keep up the charade.
So he raises you to a proper child. Like
right,
he,
yeah.
Dad, it's time. I'm 18. You've made me a man against your will.
Yep.
My ghost son.
What do you want, ghost son? I want pizza, and I want to stay up late playing video games. Okay.
And then he says,
anything
wait,
for my dead boy.
But then when the sham is revealed, he says, and your brother? He's alive too?
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
That's how you get him.
He's way dead.
And then dad feels really bad.
You really have to draw straws for that one. Okay, which one of us is going to stay alive, and which right. one is going to do a sweet prank?
Eeny,
oh, it's me.
Okay, bang. Oh,
off I go, crossing the veil now. Bye.
You're saying that one of the boys just chooses to be dead. He lays down, crosses his arms, and floats away?
Yeah, he all just right. steps out of his own body and that's off fine. He goes.
I don't care. Here's one. This is from Corn Boy Fred.
Shut up. There's no... You're making these up.
What?
Corn Boy Fred.
Corn Boy Fred.
Corn Boy Fred.
This podophile says...
I need Corn Boy Fred. I'm a little boy and I'm really dead.
I've been a long time dead. Where did you come from? Are you dead? Where did you go to? Corn Boy Fred.
Please don't mourn me. Dad.
Dad. Corn Boy Dad.
Corn Boy Fred.
Here's what Corn Boy Fred says.
Corn Boy.
Corn Boy. Big Corn.
Corn Boy.
Before we started recording, we were talking about a movie theater where you have to order popcorn by going, a big corn. Small corn.
Corn. I would probably continue not going to the movies if that happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they force you like the way Starbucks kind of forces you
please
to
say
change
venti.
Your words up.
I just want a large.
Yeah.
Say venti.
Yeah, just a large popcorn. I don't know.
You
what
have
that
to
is.
Say small corn.
I have no idea
small
what
corn?
That is.
Small corn.
What's big. That stupid shit they say at Raising Cane's? They're like, winner, winner, chicken dinner, every time you pull up to the drive-thru.
Lucky Bucky gonna
I
sucky.
I hate that. When I go
fucky,
to,
sucky.
Yeah, I don't want a restaurant getting me hyped.
Okay, here we
That's
go.
That's why I don't go to Caesar's.
Let's get stoked okay. for chicken.
Right.
Here's Corn Boy Fred's idea. My friend's high school health teacher showed his class a picture of his wife's placenta.
Yeah.
My buddy now has a college class with his daughter. I told him to use that to go talk to her as an icebreaker. Like, what's up, baby? I seen your placenta.
Go talk to his own daughter?
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's funny.
I mean, there is no line that can top that. Whether it's good or not, I'm just saying that you can't top it.
Is he asking for our approval to go do that?
Go for it.
Yeah, definitely.
And report back.
That's
funny. Absolutely.
That's a real life bit. That's good.
Hey, baby, remember when you were negative years old and you sucked all your nutrients out of a meat sack inside your mom?
I saw that.
I saw that shit.
Yeah, just go up and talk to her. Like, don't even introduce yourself. Just figure she remembers.
Yeah.
They're like, we know each other.
What if she does remember, and she's like, you know, that's my greatest memory, and everything's been downhill ever since.
The placenta was your high?
It was the greatest thing she ever created.
I think it's placento if you're a boy.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's right. True. In Spanish it is, yeah.
But for girls, it's placenta.
Placenta. And then if it's a little baby, it's a placentina.
That sounds like a really weird party.
My placentina.
Oh, let's everyone come to my placentina.
That's when you're 14 and you have to eat your placenta in front of your whole family.
Yeah, you're 14. Oh,
your placenta signora.
Yeah, placentina.
I know what you're talking about.
There you go.
You know, we're culturally aware.
Of course. As culturally aware as four white guys can be.
Do we have any ideas?
I'm aware there's culture somewhere.
Yep. Guys, do we have any ideas?
I don't have any ideas. My ideas have run out, I'm afraid. I think I'm done. This is the end of the road.
The end of Rob?
This is my last podcast.
Instead of making more pandas, why don't we just do the old boot polish trick on binoculars with polar bears?
Why don't they make the whole airplane out of the stuff they make the panda bears
the
out
road. Of?
Hey.
I don't know, Chris. Do you have jokes?
Well, you guys got me on pandas, and I feel like... the only reason why pandas aren't fucking is because we won't leave them alone.
Because we're watching them all the time.
It's kind of like your grandma saying, "When am I gonna get great grandkids?"
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Also, every time a panda gets half a boner, four scientists pop up and go, "Who?
Yeah.
Oh!"
And poke it. And they're like, "Oh, okay.
Measure it.
Oh, the boner's coming out. Yeah. Oh, it's erect." He's 40 angles erect, 40 degrees.
40 angles.
40 degrees.
We're bad. First of all, we are bad scientists.
So what we need to do is show pandas a lot of pornography that involves scientists.
Pandography.
So that they associate scientists.
What if we as scientists take our clothes off and take explicit photos of our anuses and genitals, and then we show it to the panda bears? It'll get them excited.
Yeah, what if?
All right, I got all these photos. You guys want to see them?
All right, where's that computer, Joel, when you need it?
All right.
Nice one, Rob.
That nice one.
Too sexual, Rob.
Take it back, Rob.
Let's fight, Dave.
Reel it in.
Your suggestion was show pandas our anuses?
To get them turned on.
But we're
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Here's an idea I had written down.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
It's titled How to Make a Slave for Life.
That's racist.
Willingly. Oh. Let me just make a Well, slave's not racist by itself.
That's a Wyoming opinion if I ever heard one.
What, you think slave is a specific race?
Not always, but can be.
Take that back to Wyoming.
That's racist.
So of course. You can turn anyone, you know, it's kind of like the sitcom thing where it's like, "Oh, I saved your life. You're my slave for life now." That whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And so follow someone home.
That happened to Mr.
Walking
Belvedere.
Behind one. Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Urkel. Family Matters. He was their slave. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Jesus. Okay. So to do this, you follow someone home, make sure they don't see you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you just like sneak up behind them and knock them out with a rock or something. And then you wake them up and say, "Oh, my God, I found you here. Are you okay? Are you hurt?" And then they're so thankful that you saved them and picked you up. They're like, "Please come meet my family. We'll make you dinner. Is there anything I can do?" And, you know, they owe you big time.
But you say, "Good Samaritan, thank you so much for saving me." And then you turn around and go by going, "No, it's no big deal. You owe me your life."
Is that how it goes?
In servitude perpetual.
That's going to be a hard sell.
Okay. Well, I guess one thing you could do is my every bidding.
Yeah.
Good.
Infinite.
Servitude to me.
And then is there a threat that if they don't, you'll take back the save that you gave them?
You'll hit them again?
Yeah. Well, if they don't, you keep that rock and you knock them out again and make your exit.
You could hold that over their
head. Wait, you knock them out a second time and do the whole thing again? Hey, I just saved your life again.
Again?
My God, you got to be
that
more careful.
That guy came back.
Dave said hold it over their head figuratively,
but literally, you could
hold a rock over their head always.
And then smack them again.
I've got a rock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you suggesting that you could put them in bed positions again later?
You could put them in bed positions.
Bed positions.
Smash them with a rock.
Like what, their body?
Yeah.
That's really funny. Joel.
Nice one.
Joel.
Very funny. Dave.
You're fast with that.
I know.
You are getting better at it.
I'm trying. They're not even labeled. I have to memorize it.
Hmm.
I have no ideas. So
I think
it's more of a tutorial.
Yeah, that's good. But we're talking about funny scripts and not life advice.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit. Worst timing.
Oh, fuck. Hey, I wonder if I can get away from Mrs. E by just using the soundboard. Maybe
you can trick
notice.
Her into thinking that you're not here.
Okay, cool. All right, pick up.
All right. Hello.
Hello, boys. Hi. How's it going?
Hi, this is Explosion. How's the family?
None of your business. How's yours?
Oh, you know, it's my only business.
Joel has
really.
Something to
I
say
love
to
them
you.
So much.
Joel wants to say something to you, Mrs. Explosion.
Okay.
Joel thinks you're very funny.
He's complimenting you.
This is going well.
Is he sick? Are you? I don't want to.
That's
it's
classic, Chris.
Well, okay. I'm not as worried about him as I am about, whether or not you guys have gotten, your scripts done for me this week.
Oh, we do. Man, if you want scripts, we got them. We've written so many scripts today.
Rob, okay.
I got to hit Joel in the head. 1 second.
Oh,
sorry.
My goodness.
Sorry, our computer's overloading with all the scripts that we typed into it.
You know what? It's okay. We actually, we've been needing a little bit more copper. So he sounds like a robot. So I think we're going to actually take him and strip him down for his parts. If you guys don't mind, you don't need him, right?
I already stripped him before you asked. So.
Oh,
he's good. I don't want to be too forward, but you can strip me down for my parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Studio
That's
audience.
Classic,
oh, my.
Okay. Well,
just a side note.
This isn't working.
You know what? That actually reminds me. Oh my goodness. Okay, guys. I have a little surprise
for
you guys.
We're all ears.
Surprises. Yes.
I'm all. Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's a good surprise, right?
Yeah.
Is this a good one?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay. I need you guys to reach under your chairs, and there should be a little something taped underneath there. So go ahead and just rip this up.
Oh, do I have to go past the snot and hair that I usually put here?
That's your ass.
Should I open it?
It's a bunch of gum and boogers.
Please open it. Please.
Yeah, you're right. I'm reaching into the wrong
under your chair.
Dave, oh, Dave, you went straight up the poo.
You missed the chair.
Up the poo.
What am I looking at, Mrs. Explosive?
What is this?
What's going on here?
So, I took your last script, the one about the slumber party that you guys did.
Yeah,
the really good one.
The good one.
The one that showed that we understood the female perspective.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I took it down to the proper authorities.
Oh, okay.
And you guys, those are all restraining orders from every single woman on Earth.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Damn it.
So I took it upon myself to just take care of that. So
what?
You guys
even our wives?
What about my mom?
Yes. Oh, all of them.
What about
every
Rob's mom?
Woman. You're
Yeah, all of it. Oh, shit. Not Rob's mom.
What about
mom?
Our collective mom?
All your moms have disowned you. Actually, I took the scripts to your mothers.
Damn
I showed your mothers.
Oh my God.
Jokes on you.
Your
this
wives,
is
your extra girlfriends.
Oh,
I showed everybody.
Okay.
Well,
jokes on you because that's how my life's already been.
Am I allowed to still get near girls on the TV on the HBO late nights?
No.
Damn.
Nope. Oh. You can't even think about women. You're not even allowed to think about them.
Surely this isn't legally binding.
Police.
You should have the names of every woman on Earth here, but it just says all women.
Yeah.
It also says this is legally binding at the bottom.
Yeah. What if one was born tonight? Can I go talk to her?
Especially
especially no, absolutely not.
Oh, right, because she's
you
a baby.
Why would you want to?
That's weird.
No, that's on me. They're not weird. Good conversationalists.
No, that's weird. What if one's just about to die?
Yeah, deathbed.
No?
What?
No, not a single woman.
You don't think
I'm
they
sorry.
Would want the comfort even from someone they had banished?
Can I tell a female dog that she's a good dog? Can I go over and
no,
pet her?
Absolutely not. Oh! No access to any. That's why it says all. It actually says all females.
Is,
if you look closely.
Oh, it's got that internet slang. Females.
Yeah, so it's talking about all of the females ever. So,
what if
females.
One talks to us?
They're not going to. You think? Okay. So
yeah,
when was
true.
The last time? When was the last time?
What's going on right now?
This right now. Yeah, there's a girl talking to the three of us. Hey.
Oh, don't worry. You guys will be charged. For this.
Oh,
don't,
shit.
Don't worry.
Oh,
this is illegal? How much is this?
Yeah, absolutely.
You mean in terms of money or like legally?
No, like jail time.
Oh, shit.
Mrs. Explosion.
We're already in jail.
If you
I've been in jail for talking to women before. I know how this goes.
Listen, if you establish a premise where every time we talk to you, we're breaking the law, then I don't get it. Come on.
It's okay. We can have the writing room set up as your jail cell. You guys are great. You guys are set.
Well, we're back where we started.
You're already stuck here.
Mrs. Explosive, this is a very nicely written restraining order. It's very airtight. Good job. But I was wondering, is there anything we can do to like get you to lift these restraining orders?
Nice one, Rob.
I think if you were to deliver a single script,
even one
that doesn't insult All women.
All women?
Depending on, I mean, we...
Wait, is this a class action suit on behalf of all women?
It is. Oh.
Man,
it is.
Our podcast audience is huge now. This is great.
It's true. Do we have a 4 billion audience on this thing?
Yes. And still no sponsors.
That'd be great. Oh, Audible would have to pay attention to us after this. Mrs. E, also jokes on you. You got my mom to leave me alone, so that's pretty good.
Nice.
Oh, your mom and I have been speaking a lot, actually. We went out to brunch recently. Oh, we're best friends.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so if we give you one script that doesn't insult women, then you'll lift the restraining orders?
Consider.
This is easy. We just don't have any.
Really easy.
We just don't have any female characters at all.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, then you can't insult them.
You pull a Marvel, and you only have one girl.
Or pull a Hollywood.
Yeah,
or,
you call her the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mrs. E, I think we've got this. Safe to say we don't know what you want because we seem to have these communication issues that keep coming up.
I know you guys really do need to work on your communication skills. Wow. I agree.
You could send us a therapist once a week to we could learn to open up.
Massage therapist.
Oh, maybe a female therapist.
Yeah. Oh, we already fucked up.
Damn it, Dave.
God damn it, we already fucked up.
Damn it.
All right.
Does it count because we haven't started yet?
Also, Dave is a known misogynist. He doesn't reflect our views.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It is true. I think a woman and then I throw up and bleed out my eyes like a lizard.
Nice one, Dave.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. Well, also, I need you to just go ahead and flip the restraining orders over.
Oh, that's a way to get us the memo, is have it legally served to us, I suppose.
Yeah, actually, that's the script concept that you guys are late on.
Well, it's written very small. Could you please read what you intended? Because my eyes don't work.
So you all are, I'm so sorry. Basically, one of you is a child who brings home a feral English-speaking animal.
Okay.
And you have to convince your parents to let you keep it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right. Dave, if you'll do me the honors of being... do you want to be mom or dad?
What?
Do you want to be mom or dad?
I'll be mom.
Okay, I'll be dad. Interior suburban home. Mom and dad are winding down from a hard day.
Do you want to lick my tits?
Oh, God. Every day of my life.
Okay, then.
Listen, baby, I mean, you're Irish, and I know there's these nipple traditions, but 20 years, just let me, one night without the nipples, you know? Just one year, one night.
They're standing here perky as a...
Yeah, they are.
Perky as a pair of scissors.
Oh, I hear the door. That's our boy.
Hey, guys, I'm back from school.
I love it when my son calls us guys, like we're his friends.
Hey, Teddy.
You're my favorite guys, my favorite fellas, my favorite dudes. I love you, Mom and Dad.
What have you been up to today, Terry?
Guys, dudes, fellas, boys, I got something I want to show you.
Teddy, first of all, your mother's tits are out. You know she's not a boy. We know she's not a boy.
You know you can't look at these, Terry.
Yeah, please avert your eyes like I am. Terry, look at me. We both look at the
ground. I can't look away. They're looking back at me.
Terry, look at the ground.
What if I spin them around really fast and you can't really keep your eyes on them?
Oh, they're like nature's fidget spinners.
Margaret, you're going to hypnotize the boy now.
Okay. Maybe I'll turn around the other way.
Oh, man.
I'm going to put these away for now.
Anyway, now...
You're going to tell us what you've been up to today.
I got something in this shoebox that I want to show you.
Teddy, if that box has anything nipple-related in it, if there's anything that excites your mother's titular region, I'm going to have words with you, son. I've had enough.
Guys.
Okay.
Guess what's in the box.
I'm going to say...
Dad, you guess first.
Okay, I'll take... Do we each get three guesses, Teddy?
You each get three guesses between you.
Okay. No, between us. No, okay.
You get one and a half. You get one.
You go first.
Okay, I'm the smart one.
You're never going to guess what's in my box.
I'm going to guess that is a A+ report card, Teddy.
No.
God damn it.
Well, I'm going to take a stab in the dark and guess it's a B+ report card.
Oh, that's the next guess.
No, it's not a report card.
Oh, shit. I think I squandered that one, didn't I?
No, you might have. Is it some sort of...
It's a frog! Look!
You didn't even let me have my last guess!
I'm too excited! Look! His name is Hopkin.
Hopkin?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God! Kick it in the head!
No, leave him alone!
Margaret, shoot it with your gun! Get behind me! Margaret, shoot it! Shoot it!
Get behind me, Hopkin.
Is it dead?
He's my friend. No, you can't kill him. Leave
Teddy,
him alone.
Teddy
befriended me at a pond.
What?
That's right. And, you know, has anybody got anything I could bite?
Oh, my God.
I got a couple of things you could bite.
Teddy, you know that we are a devout Catholic family, and that is a beast from hell.
What? No, it's from outside.
Now, listen, I am the first Catholic priest that's been allowed to marry in this new program. And your mother, Margaret, used to be a nun. And that's why her tits are always out, because she's crazy. But, you're gonna disrupt our dynamic with this beast of the devil?
But he's helping me get A's on my report cards.
Hang on.
I actually don't have any religious affiliation.
He's not even Christian! Well, Teddy?
Neither am I. I'm too young to really consider all my options.
Well, Teddy, we should talk about that.
Okay.
What kind of ideas has this frog been putting in your head?
Don't tell him, Teddy. He says that it's fun to eat flies.
Uh-huh.
Hopping is good for your legs.
Right.
Jews were sent by Satan to tempt us.
What?
Well, you know.
We're going to kill them in their sleep. And it'll be our house now.
And he also said that...
Jews or us? Hang on, Hopkin.
Yes.
Well, explain your... You're going to kill who in their sleep?
I was just telling Terry here.
It's Teddy!
Secret, you idiot
frog, it's Teddy!
You guys get the name straight. Come on.
I'm very upset.
I was just telling him a secret, you know? We're buds. We keep secrets between each other. Teddy?
Can I talk to you in another room, please?
Teddy, put Hopkin back in the box. Your mother and I need to conference in another room.
Don't put me in the box.
Back in the box. Here you go.
No.
Honey?
Listen, Father Paul.
Please refer to me as my titular... Speaking of
titulars, mine are going to explode with blood all over the place if we don't get rid of that frog. I'm having a very bad reaction.
This frog is going to let Teddy know that you're half lizard person and that you shoot hot blood out of your tits.
I think he stared right into my eyes and he's found out who I actually am. He knows!
Oh my god. You know, when the Pope came to me and said, listen, we're going to let priests marry, but only if they integrate marriage with the Illuminati lizard people so that we can truly run the one world government. I said, sure, because every time I touch my dick, it's more like I'm jacking some other guy off and not like I'm getting jacked off, right? And the Pope was like, right, that's what I think too. So, you know, that's our backstory.
That's a lot to take in.
You know that, right?
Yeah, that's all gone right in the old noggin where it always was.
Where it always was, you know?
That's right, yeah.
So what do we do about this frog?
Look.
He's going to awaken amphibian thoughts in your half-lizard boy's son.
Me being a lizard, I just really need to hold myself back from eating him. So let's try and keep myself very conspicuous.
Okay.
Every time I try to eat him, hold me back.
And I'll make up an excuse.
Uh-huh.
You are salivating. Okay, back in there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Teddy.
I'm drunk as shit.
What?
Hopkin got into the liquor cabinet and he gave me alcohol.
Hopkin, how did
Does
you open?
Does anybody want a Cosmo?
Give me one.
Hopkin, first of all, I'll take a Tom Collins.
You're my new friend.
If you're making him, I'll take a Tom Collins. But how did
Tom
you get
Collins
into our...
Tom Collins for the big man.
Oh, how did you get in that litter? I'm so mad. That liquor cabinet.
That liquor cabinet.
I just used my little frog abilities and...
Well, bottoms up, you yummy little fucker.
Let's all have a drink. We need to calm down.
Yeah, I need to sober up. I think I'm done.
Now I think you need another one.
Are you sure, Mom?
That's right.
Are you sure?
Go on.
All right, thanks.
Margaret, this is the perfect plan.
You know what you need, Teddy, is a whole bunch of pills from Mom and Dad's bathroom.
Give me that shit.
It's okay with me. Listen, we get our
son... You're such a good influence.
We get him drunk and high.
I'm reading your brain. We get him black out drunk.
We get him drunk and high, and then we can get rid of this frog.
That's
a perfect idea. All right, so, stay away from the coffee, Teddy. Just bottoms up. Let's all... Here, cheers. Cheers, everybody.
I feel weird.
All right, yeah.
Cheers.
Suck him down.
So, thanks for having me at your home.
So, Hopkins, are you in the service of the Dark Lord, or...?
Oh, no. I'm from just south of there. Yeah, it's East Hades. It's all right. People are nice.
What on the nice side?
What are your designs on our boy?
There we go. Sorry, guys. I feel like shit.
Oh, look at him squirting vomit out like a lizard's eyes.
I pooped my pants, too.
Oh, your shirt's changing colors because of all the vomit on it.
Like a chameleon.
Hopkins, what are you here to do to our son?
We're just best friends. I noticed he didn't have a talking animal cohort, and he is the protagonist, and so I figured I'd fill in.
Yeah, we wouldn't know anything about talking animal cohorts.
No. That's the work of the devil or the one world government, which we don't know anything about. Other room, other room, other room. Okay, I think this guy knows something. Margaret?
I think he's getting very, very close to the heart of the matter.
You have been inching closer towards him and unhinging your jaw.
I keep saying lizardy things like referencing chameleons constantly. And licking my lips and sticking my tongue out.
Now, we could solve this by you just not re-entering the room, but I don't want to take that chance. So
I
let's
don't
just
either. I think I definitely need to be in that room.
Back in there full force. Okay, excellent.
Hey, check it out, Mom, Dad. Topkins got into the sex drawer and he got all the shit out. Mm. Now we're fucking.
Hey, you got any batteries for this thing?
Oh, boy.
Color me speechless. Is that a color?
This one vibrates.
Am I turning green?
You're turning green.
Yeah. Check out this one.
Show me that one, Hopkins. What does that one do?
Yeah, I put it in you, right?
Ooh.
Like this?
Well, not, it's not quite right, Teddy. Let me show Hopkins how to do it.
Thanks.
Okay, it's like this, Hopkins.
Okay. This took a very dark turn.
Now you see, and it goes sideways like that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then, but you twist it for more seconds.
More twisting.
No, not inside Teddy. Oh, no. Okay,
Sorry, it's my first day.
I'm sorry, and I am a priest,
Best friend.
It just comes natural. Teddy, are you feeling woozy, buddy? Are you feeling sleepy? Are you?
I feel good and bad at the same time.
Hopkins, can you take some pills in your mouth and sort of eject them into Teddy's mouth with your frog tongue?
Oh, yeah, easily. Here you go. Heads up.
Yeah, just eat those pills.
Hey, what are these?
They might have been Advil. They might have been Xanax. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm going to sit down for a second.
Yeah, lay down.
All right. So let me
this is a weird day.
Let me get this straight.
No, this is a fine day.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah,
after he brought the frog home.
Yeah.
And we
He's
got
quite
him drunk.
Sleepy.
We got him. We sexually molested. Well, you did.
Well, Hopkins did. I don't think I did anything.
Are you
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. We're talking in front of Hopkins. We should go in the other room.
Yeah, so what should I?
Shut up, Hopkins.
Hopkins, come here.
Hopkins, just look after Teddy. We'll be right back. Oh, God.
Make sure he doesn't vomit on himself.
Are you ready? Are you pulsating with blood? Are you ready?
I am ready to explode.
Blind this frog with your nipple blood?
Destroy this frog.
The only thing that I could think of.
Usher him out of existence with the veracity of my nipple blood.
And the only thing I could think of that could go wrong at this point is if, like, Teddy woke up or if Hopkins had some power that we don't know about. I don't expect any of that to happen.
Let's find out what happens.
How do I get him to look right into your tits?
To look right into my tits.
Yeah.
You just need to point as fast as you can and say, good Lord, look at those tits.
Okay, let's try that. Okay, back in the room.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I got something to announce.
God damn it, Teddy.
Hopkins enlisted us in the army.
What?
That's right.
We ship out tomorrow morning. We're going to fight
for... Second infantry.
Teddy.
We're going to fight for our great nation.
Teddy.
He said it was a good idea, and he's a great frog, and he's my friend.
Teddy, do you love me?
That's right.
Do you love your dad?
Of course I do. That's why I'm going to die for your freedom.
Okay, can you put your head in the sink right now, Teddy?
Okay.
All right, under the water. Okay.
All right, turn the tap on.
Good God, look at those tits, Hopkins!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, sorry, I'm saving myself for a frog marriage.
Don't want to stare at these jumbly wumblies?
God. Hopkins, look at all the flies on Margaret's chest!
Oh, I just had a whole bunch of pharmaceuticals. I'm full.
Hopkins, there's an impressionable young boy hanging onto Margaret's tits.
There's a what?
Oh, there he is.
Squirt!
Okay,
squirt!
Here we go.
Oh,
squirt!
Squirt!
Squirt! All right, you little frog bastard. Open me mouth, then.
He's been eaten. He's dead. You ate Hopkins,
I
my
ate
love.
Hopkins. He's my all darling. Gone now.
Listen, I think it's time we tell our son. Take off your human skin.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Teddy, get back. Teddy, just real quick, back in the sink. Back in the sink, Teddy.
Okay, well,
one more.
Can I
one,
take a deep
two,
breath?
No, just go.
Hang on. I've got to unzip it right down the middle.
Right down
like
the middle.
Sword.
Pull it.
We've got to pull it back like a giant walnut.
You know what? Earlier in this conversation, I was talking about how tired I am of seeing your tits. It's because it was those gross human tits.
Yeah.
I married a lizard woman.
All right, when
That's
you see these shiny, scaly,
I'm
lovely,
getting,
pert lizard
I'm getting
tits.
Down on my knees. You show them to me, baby. Pull it out.
Bask in the glory of my lizard tits.
Teddy, look, Teddy! Teddy!
Oh, bask in the glory!
All right, what is it?
Look at your mom's tits, Teddy!
Holy shit!
Holy
tits! Nice. Damn, Mom!
Teddy! It's time you know about your true heritage.
Behold my lizard tits.
You're half lizard boy, Teddy.
I didn't even know reptiles had breasts.
It's a thing.
This is why I keep getting B's in the science class.
No, it's because when you do a sci-fi show and if it's not going to have tits, the boys aren't going to watch it. So
that's right. And now instead of a B's, you've got a couple of double D's to play around with.
They're triple F's.
Oh. So anyway, my mom's a lizard and my best friend's a frog. What's the big deal?
Oh, yeah, your best friend's dead, too. He's dead.
What?
But anyway, you're a lizard boy, so peel off your skin.
Like which part first?
You just start at the dick. Like right, it's,
you can pretend, start at the fingers like a glove.
Pretend you're a different guy.
Here we go.
Oh, just blood.
Just pull.
Keep pulling.
It's more blood. It's muscle.
Keep pulling.
Keep on going.
My God, Hopkins is twitching.
I'm not sure that I'm a lizard.
Hopkins is crawling out of your mouth, dear.
Stay down, you little bastard.
Teddy. Hey, Hopkins, I'm killing myself, just like you said I should.
Teddy, don't do it. They're trying to get you to kill yourself. You gotta kill him, Teddy.
No.
What? You've never seen me wrong yet, Hopkins.
Oh, fuck.
Hopkins.
Do it.
Teddy, where'd you get that knife?
It just appeared in my hand.
That's weird. Where'd you get that other knife?
Oh, that one I picked out of the drawer.
Oh, okay. Well, then why do you have a cheese grater?
I mean, I've always carried a cheese grater. Dad, you told me to.
Yeah, and there's a gun on your belt, too. I mean, that's the one I gave you, but...
All right.
Well, shit.
Hands up, Mom.
Oh, good,
hands
good,
up, Dad.
Baby. We can kill us all if we let in this horrible charade.
Should I do it, Hopkins? Should I kill him? What do I do?
Kill him, Teddy.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
No, wait.
Here we go.
Margaret, I gotta
say... I'm pulling in the trigger.
Hang on.
Slowly.
Real slow. I gotta say one thing while you pull that trigger slowly. Teddy, we're a monstrous family. Your mother is literally a reptile creature
still
in human skin. Yeah, keep going.
Father,
I knew she smelled like Obama.
And I'm the next worst thing, a Catholic priest. So
let me give you one last lick on the cheek before our reptilian son.
Can I give you one last Irish suck on the tits?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it at the same time. Okay.
Say goodbye, Hopkins. What? There, I did
Teddy,
it.
No.
I'm sorry, Hopkins. You're a bad dude.
My boy.
Mom, Dad.
Yes, Teddy.
I'm sorry I let a talking frog lead me astray. I love you.
We thought you turned to the dark side.
Yeah, embrace your lizard mother and your probably child rapist father.
Can you come here, son.
Can you put
your lizard mommy a hug?
Can you put your tits away before I hug you?
No, she can't now.
That's my old skin. Come over here. I'm over here.
I love you.
Oh, yeah,
you're
hugging the goo, Teddy. Come embrace your
parents.
Don't
hug the goo, Teddy.
I love you.
I love you, Teddy.
What a horrible 15 minutes.
We're the worst family.
Okay, it's getting cold in this part of the house now, so I'm going to go upstairs.
Let's eat Hopkins.
All right.
The end!
What'd you think?
Did you think that was empowering for women? You think they'll talk to us again?
Well, considering the fact that, like, the only woman in your script was a, like, crazy ex-nun...
Lizard lady!
Lizard
there was
person,
no mention of a nun.
No, I said she was a nun.
With her tits out, no less.
Yeah, it's kind of like Barbie. It shows it teaches little girls that they can also be a lizard nun with their tits out.
Also, didn't you hear me say she was part of the Illuminati? That's the most powerful thing there is.
Also, it's super gnarly. Like, that's really cool. That's a cool thing to be.
Yeah.
You guys have a long way to go.
Oh, fuck!
But you know what?
Damn it.
Mission explosive.
I mean, I have faith in you. Very, 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 very little.
This is what it's like working for a woman.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
I mean,
boys.
The
okay,
pleasure
well,
is all mine.
Joel,
all
shut
right.
up.
I'm
Make computer
about,
Joel's I, day.
Okay, sorry. God damn it.
All right, boys. Well, I got to go
wait a
talk
minute. Wait.
To my lawyer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, basically, no, your script was horrible.
Is there anything we could improve?
Nice one, Dave.
You know, maybe give your ladies some clothes when you write scripts.
She was wearing
about,
skin. That's close enough.
you know, maybe they could. You could give me. She could be a lawyer. You didn't. You set that up. You
no,
it's a doctor.
Well,
could have been the president.
Okay, I'll take that on. We'll take that on board.
No, it's very, very shallow writing for a woman. You know.
Well,
oh, shit.
Yeah. Well. That's what we're best at.
Also,
so,
if you were a lizard, you might argue that it was even shallower writing for lizards, but, you know, women come first.
Mrs. Explosum.
Has anybody told
sensitive.
You that I'm not a lizard?
I
I'm
didn't.
Just wondering because I want to know
that's
what's going
That's just what a lizard
about
would say.
Yeah.
No,
true.
I just want to
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Yeah. Peel off your skin.
Go not eat a fly right now and prove you're human.
Peel off your skin. Okay, I'm just writing down more sexual harassment that I can take
that's
to the lawyer.
What? God damn it.
Damn it.
You can't be a man in 2018, you know? I'm just trying to have locker room talk with the boys.
Yeah.
I had an inkling that this was going to happen as soon as we started reading that script.
You think the reading is in the script that we read?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Mrs. Explosum, needless to say, challenge accepted and bested. We did it. We're the best.
Yay.
You did a 9 out of 10.
You're happy. We're happy. Everybody's happy.
Well, we're going to do it next week.
Hey, thanks for the thumbs up, Mrs. Explosum.
Yeah, thumbs up your ass.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I was talking to Dave.
He was talking to me. He was saying it would be fun if he could put both thumbs up my ass. His thumbs.
Very funny. Dave.
See?
Your ass. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, boys, I will be back with your orange jumpsuits. Well, no, I won't be back. I have somebody to bring that for you.
Well, yeah, you probably have a man deliver those.
We'll put extra bars, extra locks. You are incarcerated.
No, come on.
What else is new?
There goes the door.
It just locked itself.
Yeah.
Or even more locked up.
It double locked itself. Oh, third one.
Wait, what happens to Chris? He's not even here.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll drag him in. We'll find him. We'll, shackle him up and drag him in.
Chris, that means you're on the lam.
Chris, run.
Hey, does that mean, did we just have a moment?
Oh, Lord.
I think we just had a moment.
Chris, run.
I think you did.
You gotta fucking run, man.
Chris, run.
Gotta get the fuck out. Get on the lam. Get on the road.
Run towards Mrs. Explosum's heart and take it.
That too. Okay, bye, Mrs. Explosum.
Bye.
Bye.
Fuck.
Bye.
Oh, you're so late with that every time.
We tried.
Just my kisses aren't like as fast as they used to be.
Did we? Did we try?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping that robot me would pick up the slack, and it did not.
There was two of you, and still,
Yeah, not even one. Not even one of me. Man.
I mean,
I liked Hopkins.
He was cool. He was a cool frog.
I feel
he actually turned out to be a pretty nice guy.
Can we bring back Hopkins later as like the conscience of all young boys?
Like a recurring character.
He's the id, basically. He's the one who tempts them to do drugs and drink alcohol and join the army.
Successfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The three things that bad kids do.
Right.
Take drugs, join the army.
Get molested by their own parents, apparently.
Man, oh man.
Hmm. Yeah, he was putting him in a better situation than
he
was currently.
I also like that we uncovered that Illuminati plot that makes perfect sense.
There was a lot of plot threads now that I think back on the last five minutes.
No.
There was a lot going on. You had lizards, nuns, priests, Illuminati, frogs.
Mm-mm. That was a straight up
fate,
A to B
like,
story.
Kind of marriage without passion.
Yeah.
See, and that's relatable.
Yeah, I think that's where the meat of it was the lack of compassion between the father and the nun lizard.
But as she became more of a titty lizard, he got into it.
I think she started off being a titty lizard and became more of a renewed titty lizard as her skin fell off.
Well, that's what reminded the dad of what he loved about her in the first place.
We need to see part two of that one, I think.
I agree. That demands a sequel.
Mm.
Yeah. Or maybe not.
Know.
Maybe
probably
not.
Yeah. No. Or,
have so many
definitely
questions.
Let's take what we liked about it, which was the frog. And get rid of everything else.
Hopkins. I like Hopkins.
The Hopkins Show.
Yeah.
I like Hopkins. All right, guys.
Yeah.
I got to say,
it's been a pleasure failing with you guys.
Yeah. I don't think she's into it, but I think we're better than ever.
I agree. You're right. Our boss is the problem, not us.
And because she
just doesn't get it.
We're great.
Also, I feel like we're getting a little snappy with her, and we should be careful with that.
That's true.
Have you noticed that?
Do you remember? Now, Dave, you might not remember
this. The misogyny's poking through.
Do you remember how, with Mr. Explosum, we would ebb and flow between us being mean to him being mean to us, then we're friends?
Is that what we're trying? You want rapport, but it's not happening here. It's bouncing off her like a bouncy ball on concrete. It's not working.
Yeah, like a turd off of a pineapple that hasn't been opened.
Next week, let's try a new strategy.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
What is it? Here's an idea.
Let's not act shitty.
What?
Towards Mrs. Explosion.
What?
Ooh, I got an even better idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's fake our deaths and then prank her.
There we go.
That's the one. Cool.
Chris, actually, that might be the only thing you can do to stay free. Mm-hmm. you might should run now.
Yeah, you have to lie down like a corpse in Unreal Tournament and have her run past you.
All right. Guys, what an excellent job we did, even though we weren't recognized for how well everything happened.
I think she's just not our audience.
Yeah, we don't have an audience.
I'd give myself a pat on the back, but then it feels like you're patting someone's back more than you're getting your back pat.
If I was a lizard, I'd molt and then pat its back.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, follow us on Twitter right before you delete your Twitter account, at Here's an Idea Pod. Rank and review us on iTunes or anywhere that you get podcasts. I don't give a shit.
I have no idea where you get podcasts. I really don't.
Say that we were real funny, and then, even if it's not true.
Yeah,
give us
a 5-star review. Yeah. Is that what people go for in podcasts?
You podophiles heard us read those emails. Some of them weren't bad.
Yeah.
Podcast at
explosive.net. Yeah, they were super good.
Yeah, we had a couple good ideas.
Who was it? Corn-fed Joe or whatever.
Yeah, Corn Boy Sam.
Corn Boy Sam.
podcast at explosive.net. And then, do we have anything else going on?
Follow my Twitter at Dave Explosive.
Oh, right.
Follow my Twitter at Rob Dan Blaker.
And me at Hijinks and Sue. What about Chris?
You can follow me at I Fucking Love Science.
And yay. What about that other account you keep promoting that we still don't know why?
Oh, the Pathogen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for the memes.
Yeah, the meme account with all the jams and jellies.
Jams and jellies.
Wait, the jam, like, is that pants and jelly then? I'm confused on what you mean by jam.
Oh, I
now.
Thought you said Path of Jam.
Oh, yeah. The Path of Jam is a rite of passage that
that's
the young
a Native
Wilson
American
does.
Ritual. Yeah.
They should have named Bust a Move Jams and Jellies. Like, that's what... Remember that old thing?
Nope.
I do.
Chris does.
Anyway, bye. Something,
yeah, anyway, we should stop now. Oh, hey, guess what? If you want to hear more for some reason, we're going to put post shows where we just keep talking on our Patreon.
Okay.
Patreon.com/signite_and_happiness.
I'm excited.
No underscores. That's
no
it.
Underscores. No underscores. Bye. See you on Patreon.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Bye, Pot of Oz.
Here's an idea as an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. EXPLOSM.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@Explosum.net. Be nice.